Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Now it's time for another episode of Who Do You Trust? First question, who was given the FBI's highest civilian award for rooting out corruption at the Corporation Commission?
Oh, Bob Anthony.
Bob Anthony is correct. Next, which corporation commissioner got Oklahomans the largest utility refunds and rate reductions in state history?
Bob Anthony.
Yes. Next, which corporation commissioner was honored by a prominent seniors organization for fighting for Oklahoma consumers?
Bob Anthony.
You're right. Next, who saved little Timmy from the quicksand?
Bob Anthony.
No. That would be Lassie. Next question. Who do you trust to be on our side at the Corporation Commission?
Bob Anthony.
Yes. Everybody wins with Bob Anthony on the Corporation Commission. No question about it. Honesty. Integrity. Anthony.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Anthony 2018.
The 2018 Wheat Quality Council's Hard Red Winter Wheat Crop Tour for Kansas wrapped up yesterday up in Manhattan. The average 3-day average yield from the tour group of about 100 crop scouts, 37 bushels an acre for Kansas. The official total that they came up with as far as an estimate is concerned, 243.3 million bushels is what's being projected for a Kansas wheat crop this year. If realized, that would be about 90 million bushels less than last year's and the lowest production in Kansas since 1989. Several problems right now, including the fact that the crop is about 2 to 3 weeks behind normal development. The wheat is short. That could make harvesting it very difficult. Head size is determined right after the wheat comes out of dormancy, and most of the heads seem to be small here for the 2018 crop. Washington, D.C. consultant Steve Copperwood was at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association's annual meeting earlier this week, talked about a bunch of different issues, including where we are on a 2018 farm bill. He says there are just so many unknowns right now about how in the world the Congress, House, and Senate are going to be able to come together on this proposal that came out of the House Ag Committee a week or so ago.
Right now, if I was a betting man, I'd say no. I just don't see it happening. Maybe it's a 60-40 chance. No. The House is just, it's got some major mountains to climb before it gets a bill on the floor and approved and ready to reconcile with the Senate.
So the ideas of early May or mid-May by Mr. Conaway is kind of a pipe dream?
No, I think he's going to push it. I think if he feels confident that he's got the 218 votes going to the floor, he could get a bill through. The problem he's got is the bill remains so political that, you know, you almost ask yourself, what's the point? If the Senate is not comfortable with such a political bill, does that mean conference is going to go on for 6 months? Does Mr. Conaway hold those votes on the floor? Do they wind up splitting the bill again, like as we did in 2012, between farm programs and nutrition, and then having to remarry that bill on the floor? There's just a lot of ifs.
Steve Copperwood on the prospect of trying to get a farm bill successfully through both the House and the Senate this year. Dallas Hockman with the National Pork Producers Council, one of several industry presenters at yesterday's Animal Agriculture Industry Alliance Conference. He says that we've done a great job of raising our products, but not our voice, having done a good job of talking to consumers. He says that he does believe that one solution is to humanize the face of farming and ranching better for consumers, and he believes it's also important to emphasize moves towards sustainability within the animal agriculture community. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Hull Coyote Hills Ranch annual Limb Flex and Limousine Production Sale Saturday, May 5th. 1 o'clock at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. Featuring 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side, 20 spring calving cow-calf pairs, and many more. For more information or to receive a catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go to www.hullchr.com. Live online bidding will be available at dvauction.com.
And that's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.